The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Hello and welcome to Climate Crisis. We are lucky to live on a diverse and beautiful planet, and our future generations deserve the same. But climate change is jeopardizing our way of life and our planet's future. As a researcher, I am convinced that climate change is real and it is a major threat to life on our planet. Hello everyone and welcome to the 10th episode of Climate Crisis. I can't believe it is already the 10th and the last episode of this 10 series podcast. Thank you so much for joining in today for the last time. Today, I wanted to begin with a recently released report by the UN-sponsored Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, or the IPCC. The report states that detrimental carbon emissions have never been significantly greater in human history than from 2010 to 2019, and it is a proof that the world is on a fast track to disaster, with researchers arguing that it is now or never to limit global warming to 1.5 degrees. In response to the recent conclusions of the IPCC report, the UN Secretary General stated the Earth would become uninhabitable unless countries throughout the globe reconsider their energy policy. We are on a track to exceed the Paris Agreement's 1.5 degrees Celsius or 2.7 degrees Fahrenheit global climate change target. The IPCC report, prepared by thousands of top scientists and agreed by 195 countries, highlighted that human-caused greenhouse gas emissions has grown across all the key industries worldwide since 2010. Scientists are concerned that we are dangerously close to reaching a tipping point that might result in irreversible climate change. The IPCC study also said that global greenhouse gas emissions must peak by 2025 at the latest and be reduced by 43% by 2030 to keep global warming below 1.5 degrees Celsius. The study's authors went on to say that even if this was accomplished, it is unavoidable that the planet would temporarily surpass this temperature barrier, but the world may recover back below it by the end of the century. When carbon dioxide emissions reach net zero, global temperatures will stabilize. According to the IPCC assessment, this means attaining net zero carbon dioxide emissions globally in the early 2050s for 1.5 degrees Celsius and early 2070s for 2 degrees Celsius. Reconsidering how cities and other urban areas work in the future might aid in minimizing the worst consequences of climate change. These cutbacks may be achieved through decreased energy use, electrification of transportation in combination with low emission energy sources, and increased carbon absorption and storage utilizing nature. Although the report has made clear that we are not doing enough to limit global warming to the crucial 1.5 degrees Celsius threshold, the findings of the reports are not all doom and gloom. There have been positive takeaways from the IPCC report on mitigation, which can reduce feelings of climate anxiety. For example, electric cars are becoming more popular across the world, and because they are fueled by low carbon energy, they help significantly reduce greenhouse gas emissions from land-based transportation. Investments in active transportation infrastructure paired with the deployment of electric micromobility such as e-scooters and e-bikes can help further reduce greenhouse gas emissions. According to the report, the unit cost of several low-emission technologies such as solar, wind, and electric vehicles have come down greatly continuously since 2010. From 2010 to 2019, solar energy costs have decreased 85%, wind energy by 55%, and lithium-ion batteries by 85%. Innovation policy packages have enabled these cost reductions and supported global adoption. Since the IPCC issued its fifth assessment report in 2014, there has been a consistent development of policies and regulations addressing climate mitigation. As a result, emissions that would have been happening otherwise have been avoided, and investment in low-carbon technology and infrastructure has grown. According to IPCC, carbon taxes or emissions trading systems covered about 20% of worldwide greenhouse gas emissions by 2020, yet coverage and pricing were inefficient to achieve meaningful reductions. Additionally, by 2020, there were direct climate laws focused primarily on reduction in 56 countries, covering 53% of global emissions. Many countries' actions have improved energy efficiency, lower deforestation rates, and accelerated technology developments, resulting in emissions being avoided and in some rare cases reduced or removed. The 2015 Paris Agreement, with near universal participation, has led to policy development and target setting at national and subnational levels, in particular in relation to mitigation as well as enhanced transparency on climate action and support. While challenging on a significant scale, the experts say that net zero carbon emissions from the industrial sector are still possible, and to progress towards net zero, industries can take advantages of the new production processes using renewable energies, green hydrogen, biofuels, and controlling carbon management. The IPCC authors recognize in their assessment that many citizens around the world care about nature and environmental protection and are motivated to engage in climate action. Many individuals, including me, are experiencing despair, powerlessness, sadness, anger, and failure when looking at the real evidence of climate change. Humanity is no stranger to tragedy and hardship, but in modern society, many of us have the sense of being comfortably distanced from environmental catastrophes. And this is being exposed as an illusion. People are noticing signs of climate change in their daily lives, such as fire down their streets or flooding in their communities. All of a sudden, everything is becoming real in a manner it has never been before. The report by the UN is backing up what people are seeing firsthand. It states with scientific credibility that we humans are responsible for warming the planet and that catastrophe is not looming in some imagined future. It is here and now, and that's a frightening thing. Also, science informs us that the direction we take in the next few years is critical. However, the time to escape the worst effects of climate change is running out really fast. The IPCC last released a study The IPCC last released a report in 2014, and it was a driving factor behind the Paris Agreement, which saw over 190 nations agree on a global framework for addressing climate change. We must also take the warning included in this new 2022 report very seriously. We have a good idea of what has to be done. The answers are right in front of us. Our energy and industrial sectors must reduce carbon emissions drastically and quickly. Ecosystems must also be protected, restored, and properly managed. We also need to look into new technologies that might help us remove carbon from the atmosphere that is currently here. We must make the planet we live in better for our future generations. The COVID-19 pandemic is proof that if we take a crisis seriously, we can transform how we live instantly, significantly, and internationally. We still have time to choose the best rather than the worst scenarios. Though the longer we wait, the harder it gets, and the more dramatic the measures are required. We know what to do, and the knowledge is getting more refined and precise, but also more creative all the time. As citizens of the Earth, we have a responsibility to participate. As citizens working together, we have the power to effect change. Individual choices can slowly scale up and make a difference, but we have run out of time for individual action. It is not the things we refrain from doing, but things we do passionately and together that will count the most. And personal change is not separate from collective change. We need to let the governments and businesses know that living sustainably is not only what we need, but also what we want. We need to give up on our dependence on fossil fuels such as coal and oil and switch to renewable energy like solar energy to gain clean air and water, cheap electricity, and more safer and quieter cities. We need to give up on meat from our diet in order to gain better health and fitness and less expensive food. We need to give up on our right to fish in certain areas now so that we gain a healthy ocean that will help in fighting climate change as well as provide us with more wild seafood in the future. And above all, we need to give up our dominance over the environment and the nature so that we can gain stability within the nature for all the future generations. It is very important that we make the changes today so that our children and their children can live in a peaceful and a magnificent planet in the future. Our planet has survived mass extinctions several times before, but we humans cannot assume that we as a species will be able to do the same. Now is the time that we humans, the most cleverest creatures on the earth, learn from our mistakes. We, the people living today, have the responsibility to make sure that our species survive. We have all the tools and all the cleverest minds and ideas and the nature itself to make a better future. We must not give up hope and fight with all we have to stop this climate crisis. We all need to be one with nature and save our planet. I hope that by listening to this podcast series, you were inspired to take some action against climate change. Climate change is a real issue, and it is really important that we start addressing now. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast series and following me through my journey. And again, I really want to emphasize that we have only one planet and we need to save it while we have it.